Hi, it's Melissa Moore, and welcome to Mile High Magazine. Happy to have you listening on this Sunday morning. And Rebecca Hay, she is the executive director of Denver Children's Home, is with me this morning. And I am so looking forward to learning more about Denver Children's Home and also how we can get involved. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first off, I think a lot of folks have seen Denver Children's Home before. It's right there at the corner of Colfax and Colorado, but maybe they don't realize who you are and what you do. So explain a little bit about Denver Children's Home.
So Denver Children's Home is the oldest nonprofit in the state of Colorado. We were founded by the founding mothers of the state, so the business and political leaders' wives. We were founded as Denver Orphans Home, and what made us unique is that most orphanages in America were church-affiliated as a mission, mm-hmm. but the founding mothers of Colorado said it is not any one religion's responsibility to care for children in need. It's the community's responsibility. So for 147 years, the community has supported the most at-risk kids in order for them to be successful and have happy lives.
Well, and explain what that looks like at the Denver Children's Home, because it used to be an orphanage. How has that transitioned? Like, what would you say? How does that look now?
So in 1962, the federal government did away with orphanages and established the foster care system, and our name changed from Denver Orphans Home to Denver Children's Home. We are a state-of-the-art facility. We specialize in treating severely traumatized, abused, and neglected kids and families that have mental health issues. And the vast majority of the clients that we serve fall below the poverty line. So they're highly distressed kids and families that are remarkably resilient, and we help them heal.
And how do you help that healing process?
The gift that we have at Denver Children's Home is understanding how the brain works. And so when all of us are stressed, our brains don't work as well.
Right.
That's true for anybody,
yes.
Especially at the holiday time of year. When we're stressed, we get very concrete in our thinking. It's not easy to problem solve. And so our entire philosophy of treatment is relational. So mm-hmm. every single interaction you have is relationally based. And it's got a lot of nonverbal therapies. So I'm a clinical psychologist. And what the research shows is it's truly nonverbal therapies, art, yoga, music. We do equine assisted. We have a therapy garden. We have a ropes course. It's doing activities that are things that help each of us cope in our lives for the rest of our lives. And when you can regulate, our brains work better.
Right.
And so then you're able to learn and function and get along with people in the world.
So explain to me how you work with the children. Are you working with the children in the foster care system now?
We are working with two groups of children. Some are in the foster care system, which means they come to us from Departments of Human Services, either because there are abuse and neglect issues, or the children have acted out and there's delinquency issues, so they're involved with juvenile justice. We also have a group of kids that come to us from community mental health centers. So they're kids that have significant mental health issues, schizophrenia, significant depression, and they end up in and out of the hospital emergency rooms because they're not safe to themselves or they're threatening other people in the community. And so they're not getting a lot of treatment when they're in and out of emergency rooms or the hospital for 2 days at a time. So they come here to break that cycle mm-hmm. so that they can get their mental health issues stabilized and they can go back into the community safely.
So do children stay there with you, or is it just more of a day program where they come for services and then they leave?
That's a great question. So we have a full, we call it a continuum of care. So in our residential program, we have about 30 kids, 9 to 18, that live here.
Okay.
And then we have a day treatment program. So some of those kids come from school districts because they're disruptive, but also they're mixed with the residential kids. So there's times that our residential clients discharge back to the community but can remain at Denver Children's Home. Our school is called the Bonsbach Academy because kids didn't want IDs that said Denver Children's Home.
Sure.
And the Bonsbach family has been on the board continuously since 1876. So kids attend our school. They can remain in our school, whether they're in residential or day treatment, and have the same therapist and the same special ed teachers helping support their success long term.
Well, and let's talk about some of that long term success. Can you tell me maybe some stories of children who've come through Denver Children's Home and what they've been through and what you've been able to do to help?
Absolutely. So our specialty is significant trauma, that is, and mental health issues. So we had a young lady just successfully discharged after coming to DCH when she was 10. She had failed in 34 placements prior to arriving. We're rarely the first stop. We're usually the last stop because kids have failed and failed and failed and failed and failed. And then they come to us and we see if we can disrupt that cycle.
Right.
She had been kicked out of home. She had been exposed to meth. She was the oldest of five. All of her younger siblings were being adopted, which made her even madder and more frustrated in the world. She said, well, I had my parents the longest because she was the oldest, and I learned all their bad habits. She was just recently discharged to an aunt and uncle because she had successfully completed treatment and is on her way to being adopted.
Aww.
That's the magic of DCH. I mean, there's a million stories. I can tell you, we currently have a young man who came to us through the mental health system who had a lot of significant challenges and abuse, and he's about to discharge to our group home, and he's been accepted to college, CU and CSU, and he's weighing his options about which way he wants to go as he leaves us to embark on the college journey.
That has got to be the best feeling, to see the kids succeeding
amazing.
Like that.
So the work is hard, and at the same time, it's such a privilege to help people heal from trauma.
Yeah.
It transforms you as a person, and you know that you're impacting a child and a family, and we truly believe that when you change the life of a child, you change the world.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've been there for how long now?
I've been here for 30 years. I started as a doctoral student when my daughter was 2 months old. And while I don't feel 30 years older, she just finished an MBA and got married. So we know that I am. I tell the kids I'm an old lady. But I love it here, and I'm inspired to come to work every day. I've been the executive director since 2010.
So what made you decide to go and work with the children at Denver Children's Home?
So I started as a doctoral student, and I had never heard of DCH. I grew up in Southeast Denver about 20 minutes away, and my parents were very philanthropic. I had never heard of it. When I came to DCH as a doctoral student, I found this most incredible, supportive, complex clinical work happening to work with kids and families that everybody gives up on. The icky kids, the kids that cause problems, that don't have great social skills. And I saw the power of longer-term work and truly helping them heal from horrific life experiences. And so I believe it's a privilege to come to work every day. And I don't think many people get to say that after 30 years. And I'm excited each day when I walk into this building.
Yeah, that is an incredible story right there in and of itself. And you mentioned the kids that people have given up on. What do you say when somebody says that to you and calls them maybe a bad kid or that kid is just hopeless? What do you say?
Well, I believe there is always hope. And I think that in order to access that, you need to set kids up for success. So sometimes they're the kids that are acting out in a classroom all the time and disruptive because they actually think they're stupid. They think they don't know math or science, and they would rather be the mad kid than the kid that thinks they're dumb. And what we have found is there's just gaps in their learning because they've had chaotic lives. And when you assess them accurately and fill in those holes and build a strong foundation, you get them on track. So for every month a kid is in the Bonsbach Academy, they gain 2 to 3 months academically, and we're an accredited school. And last year we had 5 kids graduate. This year we're on track for 6. We have 6 seniors that are due to graduate from our Bonsbach Academy.
That has got to be such an emotional ceremony, seeing those kids graduate like that.
I think we do the best graduations. The feedback we get is it's the best graduations because we have each kid gets to pick a staff member to speak on their behalf, and then the child gives a speech about what Denver Children's Home and the Bonsbach Academy has meant to them. And it's so poignant to hear the stories and how far they come. So there's a lot of tears. That's what I can tell you.
Oh, I'm
sure. A lot of tears, but warm hearts, you know, just joy.
Well, and I would love to hear, what are some of the things that the students, that the kids, when they have successfully gone through Denver Children's Home and they've gone through the academy, what are some of the things that they tell you?
What they say is DCH never gave up on me. Even when I pushed people away, even when I believed that life could never get better, the DCH staff hung in there and supported me and kept me safe. And I think the difference is we also hold them accountable for their behaviors and choices.
Mm.
So we don't say you're a traumatized kid, you get a pass because life has been hard.
Right.
Instead, we say you are accountable for the decisions and actions that you have. And in order to be functional in the community, you have to take responsibility for those choices and make better ones so you can contribute to the world being a better place.
How does that go over when you explain it to them like that?
What I tell them, because I do all the admissions to the residential program,
is
nobody wants to be here when they're saying hello in my office. And when they're ready to go, they don't want to say goodbye.
Oh.
Because it's hard to imagine when you're coming in, not knowing how long the journey will be. But it's so poignant because when they say, but Rebecca, I don't want to go. And I say, now we know you're ready.
Oh.
And it's scary to go into the world, but you have the skills you need to be successful. And then they come back and they check in. And, you know, we have a young lady now that's at a public high school and is in student council and got adopted by a single mom. I mean, it's just, there's just so much that inspires me every day.
I was going to say, and I love the fact that you are still checking in with the kids later, years later.
Absolutely. That's, you know, no one tracks this highly distressed population long term. The magic is when the kids come back and share their lives with us and say, DCH changed my life. And I so fought you and I didn't want to do it. And it was really hard and it was painful. And now I'm living this incredible life because of Denver Children's Home.
Well, obviously to do all the great work that you do has to take some money. So where does the funding come from?
So we get money, we get some fees for service money for the Medicaid services that we provide. We get money from the Carter Department of Education, and we rely on donors.
Mm-hmm.
And donors can make a tremendous difference because we're a very lean nonprofit. About 87 cents of every dollar goes straight to the programs and the kids because that's where you can make a difference and that's where the mission comes alive. And so donations of any amount are always welcome. This is the busiest time of year, but when people can stop and give back, especially to kids and families in need, it makes their holiday season brighter. Them know they're making a difference in the world. It helps them connect to something profound in making a difference. And it's a magical time of year. It's a stressful time of year, but really magical things happen.
Yes, yes. And I love focusing on the magic. So for folks that want to make a donation, is it mostly monetary?
Is that monetary is always the single most helpful thing, I can tell you as an executive director. And people can give at www.denverchildrenshome.org. And there's a big donate button, and they can pick if they want a specific program or experiential therapies or just general. But money makes a difference. Any amount of money makes a difference. We have kids that have lemonade stands and give money. So people want to help kids in need, and they don't know how.
Right.
But Denver Children's Home can connect you directly to making a difference in the world.
I love that. And so many great stories to share. Stories for days. So let's give that website one more time, Rebecca, for folks that want to help out.
We would appreciate any and all help at www.denverchildrenshome.org. It also shares that we have volunteer opportunities for people that want to get involved and interact with the kids. I tell you that people that come to Denver Children's Home say, you have the greatest and most grateful children we have ever met because they take nothing for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important.
Yes, yes. Rebecca Hay, Executive Director, Denver Children's Home, thank you so much for your time today and sharing what you're doing and all the great work that everyone there does.
Thank you so much, and I wish you the happy happy, healthiest holiday season.
Thank you. You too, Rebecca. Thank you for everything you're doing. Just incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you. We so appreciate everything and all the work you're doing in our community. I'm Melissa Moore. Thank you for being here on this Sunday. It's been good to have you with us here on Mile High Magazine as we're wrapping up this 2023. Thank you for being here. Go out. Have a blessed Christmas Eve day, and I'll see you back here next year. Hi, it's Melissa Moore. Thank you so much for spending your Sunday with us. Day before Christmas. So good having you here. Go out. Have a great and blessed day. Be kind to everyone. I'll see you back here next year.